Coast Radio News for Monday, December 14, 2020. I'm George Henry. There were two more cases of the coronavirus in Florence reported over the weekend, bringing the total to 58 cases. This is after two cases were reported on Friday. In total, there were 197 new cases, according to Lane County Public Health, with a new update expected today. There were just under 4,100 cases reported statewide. The total number of cases to date in Lane County is 5,605, and the statewide total is just under 94,000. Hospitals are expecting shipments of the new Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, which should begin being administered this week. First responders and the aged at risk population in places like nursing homes will be the first to receive the vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine will be administered in two doses several weeks apart. With a global pandemic running rampant through communities, the annual flu, at least across the state of Oregon, is seeing a drop in cases during a period that is usually the beginning of the uptick. According to the Oregon Health Authority, there were a mere 10 cases statewide last week, and that is way below last year's rate. There were 3,079 flu tests reported with only a 0.3% rate of positive testing. OHA is still highly recommending that individuals get their flu shots to avoid an upward swing as we move into the winter months. Flu rates are following similar patterns with countries like Australia, who saw a significant decline in cases, possibly as a result of COVID-19-related quarantines. The Western Lane Community Foundation is in the midst of accepting applications for its 2021 grant cycle. WLCF grants supports nonprofit institutions in Western Lane County in the areas of education, medicine and science, the arts, and social and civic services. The 2020 grant recipients benefited from over $87,000 worth of grants. These grants are awarded on merit, need, and the benefit to the community at large. Applications for grants can be found at WLCFonline.org. Mark Smith from Bloodworks Northwest says there are still openings this week for blood donations. Tomorrow's spots are filled, but Smith says that Wednesday there are appointments available. The blood drive will be at Siuslaw Middle School, and you can secure a spot by going to bloodworksnw.org. Tomorrow's the last day to select a new health care plan. Open enrollment will end Tuesday. And if you've not changed or selected a new plan, you'll have to wait until next year. Florence City Council will meet in executive session this evening to review the evaluation of City Manager Aaron Reynolds. Following that meeting, the City Council will meet in open session at 5:30. Of the several items on the agenda, the City will consider a resolution authorizing the acceptance of another grant from the Oregon Department of Transportation for the Safe Routes to School program. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, December 14th, 2020.